Welcome to the Peaceful Life Podcast, coming to you from my cabin in the woods in the beautiful mountains of California. A couple of years after my 30th birthday, something really freeing happened. I stopped caring about what people think of me. I believe it came sometime after my divorce. You see, at the end of my marriage, I realized that I had become someone who wasn't me. She was unrecognizable. She was dowdy. She put away all the passions in life that she wanted to pursue because it displeased the husband. I became the person he wanted me to be, and I was miserable. After my divorce, when I finally had my own living space, I became me again. I was happy. I could pursue my dreams. Now, that's an extreme example of how other people's opinions can affect your life. My life became a lot more peaceful and joyous when other people's opinions of me became less important and less of a burden. Back in the early days of man, it was important that we were accepted by our tribe. If a person was banished from the group, they would have to fend for themselves without the protection of others, and most certainly faced the possibility of starving or becoming prey. Being accepted and liked by the tribe was literally a matter of life or death, and that's still ingrained in us. We all want to belong and have friends like us. We love garnering those likes and approval on our social network posts. But it's not so wonderful when other people's opinions of us are critical or negative. Did you know that we're more likely to believe and internalize the negative things that are said about us than the good things? It's called negativity bias. We tend to really internalize others' opinions of us if we have a particularly close relationship to them, like parents, mates, siblings, and good friends. We also tend to accept those that come from authority figures, like bosses or teachers, as the absolute truth. But guess what? They're not. Only you, and I want you to remember this one thought, if anything, only you can define who and what you are. You don't have to accept any idea, opinion, or framing of your own self by any other person. A lot of these ideas of you implied by others come with the word should, as in you should really have another child, or you should lose 10 pounds, you should think about going for that promotion. The word should has an effect on us, and it can really throw off our internal balance. You yourself know your own path. And wait, here comes the word. You shouldn't let anyone divert you from it. So what happens during your lifetime when you've accepted all these opinions of you? Well, like me, you could find yourself living a life or creating a persona that's not authentic to you. That doesn't make for a peaceful life. Just ask a trans person about the time they tried to live as the wrong gender, or a gay person who has tried their hardest to live a straight life. When you're not living an authentic life, that means being the person that makes you happiest and which you most identify. You will constantly struggle. Remember that schoolyard phrase, I'm rubber, you're glue, whatever you say bounces off of me and sticks to you? Well, let's adopt that again, but just up and until the point where it bounces off. The next time someone says something to you or about you or gives you a should, just smile and think, I'm rubber, whatever you say bounces off of me. Thank them for their opinion, but you don't have to accept it. I believe that we walk around with metaphorical darts in our spirit, darts that have been hurled at us from others throughout our life. These darts are things people have said to us or about us that we believe and we continue to carry with us. You need to release the darts so that your spirit is clear and created only by you. In the next episode, we'll go through a visualization on how to release those darts. Stay tuned. Remember, you are a spectacular human being. There is nothing, nothing wrong with you. And don't let anyone tell you otherwise. You've been listening to the Peaceful Life podcast. For more episodes, visit our website at thepeaceful.life. Thank you for listening.